This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The BJP has filed a complaint with Delhi police against senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for assault and incitement after two party MPs got injured during a peaceful protest by NDA MPs in Parliament House complex today. Addressing a press conference at party headquarters, senior party leader and union minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan accused Mr. Gandhi of misbehaving with NDA MPs in the Parliament House complex. The minister said BJP MP Pratap Sarangi was seriously injured and admitted in the hospital, and another MP Mukesh Rajput was also injured. He said tribal MP Hangnon Konyak was treated inappropriately by Rahul Gandhi, and she has complained about it to the chairman of the Rajya Sabha. Meanwhile, a delegation of Congress MPs also reached the police station and filed a counter-complaint in the matter. Proceedings of both houses of the parliament were marred today over the remarks of Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. This is the second consecutive day when the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha could not transact any substantive business. When the Lok Sabha met after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., opposition MPs including Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others trooped into the well. Amid the din, the presiding officer adjourned the house for the day. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha also. When the house assembled after adjournment at 2 p.m., the incident related to injury of two BJP MPs during a protest in the Parliament House was complex, was raised. The BJP MP Fangnon Konyak alleged that leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, misbehaved with her during the protest. Deputy Chairman Harivansh has dismissed a no-confidence motion moved against the Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar. Opposition parties had moved a no-confidence motion against the chairman, alleging that he was working in a partisan manner. In his ruling, deputy chairman termed this act of impropriety severely flawed, drawn in haste and hurry to mar the reputation of the Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. He further said it was aimed to damage the constitutional institutions. At least 60 opposition members had signed the notice for removal of Vice President Dhankar from his post on December the 10th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today attended Christmas celebrations at the residence of Union Minister George Kurian in New Delhi. Mr. Modi interacted with eminent members of the Christian community on the occasion. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level security meeting in New Delhi. The meeting primarily focused on critical security issues with a special emphasis on the situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha also attended the meeting, which aims to review strategies to ensure peace and stability in Jammu and Kashmir. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi, National Investigation Agency Director General Sadanand Date, BSF Chief Daljeet Singh Chaudhary, among other officers, also attended the meeting. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed on adoption of high-end technologies to keep pace with changing dynamics of modern warfare. Speaking during an event in New Delhi today, he said the country is moving towards achieving self-reliance in the defence sector at a rapid pace. Mr. Singh said that the country is exporting the weapons that it used to import once. He gave the credit for this to the combined efforts of public sector, private sector, academia and innovators. At least 44 people have been killed and 76 others were injured in two separate road accidents in East Afghanistan's Ghazni province. The mishap took place on the outskirts of Ghazni city and in the Andhra district of the province last night. According to Mulha Hamidullah Nasser, Provincial Director of Information and Culture, all the injured have been shifted to health centres for treatment, but most of their conditions were reported as critical. The International Cricket Council ICC today confirmed that matches between India and Pakistan in upcoming ICC events till 2027 will be played at neutral venues. The ruling ends uncertainty over the Champions Trophy's future, which is to be played in February and March next year in Pakistan. And with that, we end this news bulletin.